It's spring in the Piedmont, and the hills are alive with the sound of music and poetry at the Foothills Arts Council in Elkin. On Saturday evening, April 27th at 7 o'clock, they'll bring poetry to the people with readings by award-winning UNC School of the Arts poet Joe Mills and live music by award-winning singer-songwriter Randy Falk. Both events are open to the public, outdoors on the lawn at the beautiful Foothills Arts Council Garden, and they're free. The Writer's Almanac host Garrison Keeler has included selections from Joe's book Love and Other Collisions on the show. Joe's new collection of poetry is Sending Christmas Cards to Huck and Hamlet, put out in 2012 by Press 53. Today, Joe will recite for us, and some of the content may not be appropriate for young children.
Reading has been my life, and living in books, but I'm also somewhat ambivalent about it because it can damage you. There's some negative things that can happen. It can infect you in some ways. Kurt Vonnegut, I think it is, has this great short story where he teaches, adult literacy programs, and then the people he teaches just want to read white supremacist hate literature. And it's like, that's not really what he thought he was doing. I think some stories can damage you in some ways.
There's a dark underbelly of the library trips.
There is, and they don't tell you this. They don't say, this will change your life. So it's mostly good. I love libraries. I think they're the best institution next to the post office kind of invented. But we don't always talk about that other aspect of it, that you'll be changed. You really have to understand that. You'll be changed. So
let's dive in with if librarians were honest.
If librarians were honest, they wouldn't smile or act welcoming. They would say, you need to be careful. Here be monsters. They would say, these rooms house heathens and heretics, murderers and maniacs, the deluded, desperate, and desolate. They would say, these books contain knowledge of death, desire, and decay, betrayal, blood, and more blood. Each is a Pandora's box. So why would you want to open one? They would post danger signs warning that contact might result in mood swings, severe changes in vision, and mind-altering effects. If librarians were honest, they would admit the stacks can be more seductive and shocking than porn. After all, once you've seen a few breasts, vaginas, and penises, more is simply more, a comforting banality. But the shelves of a library contain sensational novelties, a scandalous permissive mingling of Malcolm X, Marx, Melville, Merwin, Millay, Milton, Morrison, and anyone can check them out, taking them home or to some corner where they can be debauched and impregnated with ideas. If librarians were honest, they would say, no one spends time here without being changed. Maybe you should go home while you still can.
Award-winning UNC School of the Arts poet Joe Mills. He'll be reciting poetry in a beautiful outdoor setting, bringing poetry to the people during National Poetry Month, Saturday evening, April 27th at 7 o'clock at the Foothills Arts Council Garden in Elkin. You'll find links to Joe's poetry, his publicist Press 53, and more on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. Singer-songwriter Randy Falk will perform too. There'll be refreshments, open mic, live music and poetry, and it's free and open to the public. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.